2 days on from Tuesday's interest rate cut and the major banks are still silent. But 10 credit unions and mutual banks say they will pass on the rate cut in full. Treasurer Wayne Swan seems powerless but passionate.
It's important that these rate cuts are passed on. Around Christmas time, budgets are stretched. I think businesses, small businesses in particular, and families will be very angry if they're not passed through.
That's the Treasurer Wayne Swan, who says the major banks are very profitable and the Europe crisis is not an excuse for not passing on the rate cut. So why are the big banks holding off? Stephen Mutchenberg is the Chief Executive of the Australian Bankers Association. He joins you from Melbourne. Now, Stephen, welcome to ABC Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Frank.
Are the banks going to cut their rates?
Look, I don't know what individual banks are going to do. That's a matter for them. But
well, you represent them. They must be talking to you.
Well, no, we're not talking. We're very careful not to talk to each other or even through me at these sorts of times for reasons of competition laws and everything. But what I do know is that what the process they'll be going through at the moment is they know, as we've just heard the Treasurer say, that there'll be a lot of anger if they don't pass on the full rate cut, notwithstanding that the Reserve Bank doesn't actually set interest rates or doesn't actually set the cost of money for banks, but they know that there is an expectation that they should pass on the full interest rate cut. At the same time, the true cost of money, which is not determined by the Reserve Bank, has gone up. The European crisis, it has had an effect on the funding of the major banks, and they will be very wary of what's happening in Europe at the moment, trying to balance those two things, customer anger with their concerns about the European situation.
But you're not suggesting they haven't worked out that ratio yet. I mean, they've got, you know, teams of people working on the borrowing costs all the time, the cost of their wholesale funds. They would know exactly that balance.
Oh, well, they know exactly what their increased cost of funding is. That's right. So what they'll be trying to decide is, do they pass on at this point in time that full increase in the cost of funding to customers, knowing that there's going to be a very strong backlash, not least because it is only a few weeks before Christmas, or are they going to absorb some or part of that increased funding cost at this point in time and pass more on to customers?
So, Stephen, what seems inexplicable to consumers, I think, is why is it that the smaller banks and the credit unions can make a decision straight away and the big four can't?
Well, particularly the smaller banks and credit unions are funded largely by deposits here in Australia, so they're much less affected by what's happening overseas. Now, the situation with the major banks is that they're only 60% funded by deposits, so 40% of the money that major banks lend comes from investors in Australia and overseas. And at the moment, particularly overseas investors, are extremely jittery. There are very grave concerns about the situation in Europe. That means that in some markets, investors have simply stopped lending money, so the major banks can't actually raise money in some markets at the moment. And where people are lending money, they're not surprisingly demanding a very high return for that money because of the risks. So,
in terms of deposits, though, certainly some of the banks, their deposits and their percentage of deposits has increased since the global financial crisis. Well, Australians are saving more. We just need to read the GDP figures yesterday to find that out.
Absolutely. And look, the funding of the major banks has gone from about 50% deposit funded up to 60% deposit funded. But that still means that 40% of that money has to come from other sources. One of the parts of this story that's being overlooked is the fact that we're not seeing interest rates on deposits cut either at the moment. So a lot of people with savings are actually benefiting from higher interest rates. And because of those overseas markets being closed, banks in Australia are very keen to capture deposits. So those people with savings, and only one in three households has a mortgage, so those people with savings are actually benefiting from the situation at the moment.
Isn't the truth, Stephen, that the banks, the big four, are waiting for one bank to go first? This is no more sophisticated, really, than a petrol station waiting for the bloke down the road to lower his prices.
Well, there is an element of that, undoubtedly, and ironically we hear a lot about competition or arguments there's a lack of competition in the market.
Well, that's hardly honouring your consumers if that's what's going on, is it?
Well, no, there's an element of that, because what the banks are all wanting to be doing is to make sure that whatever they offer into the market is competitive or more competitive than the other banks. So there is a small element of that, but the main consideration is really going to be around, do we pass it all on, as we did a month ago in most cases, or just absorb those higher funding costs, or is this the point where we will need to pass some of those higher funding costs on to consumers?
Do you think the banks will make an announcement before the EU leaders summit on Friday, or will they wait? And even if that is, you know, as they wait to see what happens there, or at least that gives them cover?
Well, look, that is obviously an absolutely critical event in Europe coming up in the next day or so. And I don't know, because I haven't spoken to the banks, whether they're factoring that in or not. We will certainly have next week a clearer picture, I think, of what's going to happen in Europe, and that could be either good news or very bad news. That will, whatever the result, whether good or bad, will undoubtedly affect the price of money that major banks have to pay in those international markets.
How much money are the big four banks making every day from not passing on this rate cut?
Well, I don't know what the figures are, but it'll be offset by the fact that they're also paying higher rates on deposits. So, yes, I acknowledge that while they don't make a decision, that more people with mortgages are waiting to have their mortgage rate cut. But at the same time, people with deposits are benefiting from interest rates remaining stable or remaining still.
Does political pressure, criticism from the Treasurer, does that make any difference to their decision-making?
Oh, look, absolutely. And look, I want to emphasise this point. The banks are under no illusions about what sort of reaction they're going to get if they don't get a full pass on the full 25 basis points. From customers coming into branches, and that's a difficult issue for the frontline staff, right through to the undoubted political reaction we will get. So that's, you know, weighed in the balance. On the other hand, banks have a responsibility to make sure that we remain safe and stable in these very uncertain times. Okay. And one of the things that we have to do is project strong banks. That means profitable banks.
Stephen Munchenberg, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for the opportunity, Frank.
Stephen Munchenberg is the Chief Executive of the Australian Bankers Association, joining us from Melbourne.